USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump warning it could be July or even August or maybe even later before the current coronavirus crisis is over in the United States. The president yesterday holding a news briefing during which he urged older Americans in particular to stay home and stay away from other people, older people being at an increased risk of contracting the coronavirus. Many governors across the nation are echoing the president's words. Here's Maryland Governor Larry Hogan.
We have never faced anything like this before. This is going to be much harder, take much longer, and be much worse than almost anyone is currently understanding.
The outbreak leading to Ohio canceling its presidential primary today, though Florida, Arizona, and Illinois are going ahead with them. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.